relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The technology now is, and digital technologies mainly have an analytical power. Now we go into a predictive power, and we have seen the first examples, and your company very much involved into it. But then the next step could be to go into a prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections anymore, because you can already predict what predict, and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be.
Oh, that's so revealing, isn't it? We don't need elections anymore. Is that Ernst Stavro Blofeld? No, it's a slightly taller version of Donald Pleasence. It is Karl Schwab, the man behind the World Economic Forum. Actually on a public stage saying, pish, we don't need elections. We can just predict what you're going to choose, and we'll just run things for you. Is it just a joke? Is he a caricature? Or is it something that we have to take seriously? Well, today is the release of a book that I think gives us the latter option. It is from a man who has been fighting the globalists, the liars, the neo-Marxists with his incredible book, A Patriot's History of the United States. Now, it's A Patriot's History of Globalism. Professor Dr. Larry Schweikart, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Seb. Yeah, the old Klaus Schwab there. I might have a prediction for him from history, and it's that people like him don't usually end up too well at the end.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty sound prediction from history. All right, well, we're so excited about the book. I don't want to start with your amazing tour d'horizon, starting with, you know, the Congress of Vienna and original globalism. Globalism has been around a long time. Let's start with terms today, 2024. We are sitting here February the 20th. What is globalism today? How should it be understood? You're talking to millions of listeners across the nation, across the globe, actually. So how should we understand this seemingly scary word?
I think the average person, when they think globalism, they think in terms of good things, communications, satellites that can link us up, international trade, that's not so bad. But unfortunately, there's a nefarious side element of this, which is basically defined as elites in control of national populations everywhere, seeking to replace national identities with a single global identity that they, usually based at Davos or Brussels, can control. And so there really are kind of a more benign aspects of globalism and the more nefarious ones that we need to watch out for.
Is it really a global identity? Because for me, it seems as if there's a global identity for that caste, for those who go to the World Economic Forum and right. The people who relate to them positively, who can work anywhere. They've got their triple skimmed, you know, soy latte in a Starbucks in, you know, the south of France, and they're on the Wi-Fi, and they're you know, they, oh, yes, I'm a global citizen. And then the rest of us, I'd say, you know, 99% of the world, who are the feudal peons, who are the subjects. Isn't it more correct to say that globalism in the modern version is really a return to some kind of feudalism?
Absolutely. And the high priest of globalism, the guy also often called the false prophet, Yuval Noah Harari, or is it Noah Yuval Harari? Sorry.
Yeah.
He has said that there won't be any need for most of us in the future that there will just be a few elites and a handful of people who work for them, then everybody else will be irrelevant, which is another reason why they want to depopulate the world significantly, because the rest of us are just unnecessary. Yeah, we don't figure in their analysis. So you're absolutely right. It is a return to a type of feudalism that they desire.
And that's where I think it was he who said it, again, shockingly in public, you will own nothing and you will be happy about it. These are, you know, the 5 minute, the 10 right. minute cities where, you know, most of humankind won't own anything, won't be able to afford any property or any housing. But that's OK, because the masters, the Black Rocks of the world, the WEF will run everything, and you won't need elections either. Now, let's break this down, because this really isn't something novel. Is it fair to say that this is just a new Politburo? This is a new Politburo for the world? Is this just a rewrapped, reconfigured version of communism? How should we understand the globalists?
Well, one first point I make in the book, A Patriot's History of Globalism, is that this is nothing new. That they've been at it since the Congress of Vienna, through the Versailles Peace Treaty, through the UN in two different forms, one through the Bretton Woods economic financial form and one through the scientists seeking to control atomic energy, on up through medical globalism with the COVID vax, and then most recently through the climate globalism with all the celebrities. So I think that people need to understand this is an old, at least 200-year-old attempt by elites to control people. And the good news so far is that every attempt has been beaten back in one means or another. Are they communists? I would put them more as what you first described as feudalists. That is that they see themselves at the top of the heap, getting the word on high from God, which it would be AI, and they get to make the laws for everybody else, and you just have to live by them.
And these people, they're doing things. Are you surprised? I mean, we've played that clip. We've discussed the other clip from Yuval. Aren't you shocked, Larry, by how blatant and open they are? I mean, I'm trying to imagine any other political elite saying, you know, you won't need elections, and you won't own anything, and you'll be happy. There seems to be a level of hubris with these actors that we haven't seen in recent history.
Absolutely. I mean, there's an arrogance that is unmatched. However, I think it's pretty clear that those around these top two or three or four people aren't feeling so good about things. So what was the what was the theme of this year's Davos? It was restoring trust.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one, right? What else did we see at Davos? We saw that the leaders of most of the major nations in the world did not attend. Biden didn't go. Maloney didn't go. Orban didn't go. Obviously, Putin and Xi didn't go. I mean, you had more people who didn't go than did go. And the only one really named guy who went was Javier Milei out of Argentina, and he went there to read him the Riot Act.
Yeah.
So I think it's telling that yes, they are arrogant, but at the same time, I think they're kind of stupid. They're kind of missing what's happening right in front of their faces.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
He is the author. We're going to discuss it later in the hour here, one-on-one, of the Wild World of History curriculum. That's wildworldofhistory.com. But the latest book out today is The Patriot's History of Globalism, Its Rise and Its Decline. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy the one-on-ones, make sure you never miss any of our deep dive long-form interviews with the real experts like Larry, the true newsmaker. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Salem, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never, ever miss an episode. And share the links with your friends, because that's how we get the truth out. And if 3 hours of radio every single day is simply not enough, well, I've got an answer for you. Join us for our Patriots Alaska cruise this July 4th weekend. I'm so very excited. Especially, I'm talking to all of you. If you missed our trip to the Holy Land a year ago, to Israel, then this is your chance to make good. It's a little bit closer to home. It's June 29th to July 6th. And what can I say? I've never been to Alaska, but I think it's the most beautiful state in the Union. I've never even been on a cruise. Join me and hundreds of your fellow patriots. I'll be there with Katie, my muse, our West Coast warrior princess on Salem Radio, Jennifer Horn, our morning maven of radio, Mike Gallagher, and the man who keeps Philly sane, Chris DeGaulle, and maybe some some MAGA America First surprise guests. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. Already 200 cabins sold, so you better hurry. Check out the amazing itinerary at sebgorka.com and then choose your cabin. Do it today. You won't regret it. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. And if you want sanity back in the White House, if you want prosperity and security, check out all the America First gear on our website. Tell the world whose side you are on, sebgorkastore.com. Fly the I Support 45 Trump 2024 flag above your home. Get the FBI Fascist Bureau of Intimidation t-shirt. And please support President Trump directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. Threats to our financial freedom and stability are growing. China, Russia, India, Brazil, and Saudi Arabia are conducting international trade in local currencies, not the U.S. dollar. Rising interest rates and bad loans are exposing the banking system and causing failures. The Biden administration sends hundreds of billions abroad while depleting our strategic oil reserves and ignoring crumbling infrastructure. However, the biggest financial threat may be coming from within. Central bank digital currency is real. Patents have been filed and the big banks have released plans for implementation. The vets at Midas Gold Group see tyrannical implications. The end of cash? The end of financial privacy? Big government able to see your every purchase? Could there be ties to a social credit system? You can own private currency, gold and silver. Get free silver just for asking Midas Gold Group how you can use your retirement to own physical gold. Call Midas Gold Group today at 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. MidasGoldGroup.com. Okay, guys. It's 9 months to go. We have to win this one. It's not an option. Are you fighting fit? Are you ready to take back America? You got to exercise. You got to eat right. But what are you starting at? Are you are you carrying some excess luggage? Do you know what I mean? A little around the midriff, a little spare tire. I know. I've been there. But thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at My PhD Weight Loss,
I lost 42 pounds in just a matter of months. No scary injections, no stupid pills to pop, just 5 meals a day that help you burn the fat. Now, my friend, my colleague Dennis Prager is on the program, as is Mr. G, my executive producer. He's lost almost 20 pounds in less than a month. Find out for yourself. Call the amazing team, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. Just the before and after pictures tell you everything you need to know. Yeah, mine's there as well. 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. All right, let's break it down. Everybody needs to get the book. Everybody needs to get the Patriot's History of Globalism, its rise and decline. But let me just take a couple of chapters and just tease out some of the points you make. So you talk about financial globalism in chapter 5. Bretton Woods, I've been there. It's beautiful. It's a slice of history. If you're ever in that neck of the woods, Vermont, New Hampshire, check it out. Is there a good sign? I was at an event at the weekend, 700 Patriots in Idaho. One of the sponsors was a gold bullion advertiser. We have our Midas Media, Midas Gold Group, who support this show. I see the rise of gold as an indication, and then the rise of Bitcoin, although there are a lot of flim-flam artists there, as perhaps indicating the first cracks in the system. Is this fiat currency Bretton system finally showing its weakness, Larry?
Yeah, interestingly enough, by the way, that hotel in Bretton Woods where they actually held the conference was overtaxed to the max when the delegates showed up. And in fact, they didn't have enough ice or enough soft drinks. They had to constantly ship out for more. The hotel manager was so stressed, he spent the entire weekend locked in his office drinking booze. And they had to get a bunch of Boy Scouts to serve as interns to help out because they didn't have enough staff. But Bretton Woods has probably, of all of these, lasted longer or the longest. It's lasted almost to the present, but it is starting to fall apart now. Actually began to start to fall apart in 2010. And for those who don't know, the Bretton Woods agreements stipulated really two main areas. Globalist forces would go into smaller, we would today say, third world countries, undeveloped countries, and help them set up their economies. But of course, that always came with strings, to the point that people involved in what was called the dev biz, such as Thomas Dichter and William Easterly, eventually concluded that it made no difference whatsoever in those countries' development. The other aspect of Bretton Woods was an unstated agreement that the world would use and denominate its money in dollars, and that there would be free trade, that is, trade relatively without any tariffs between nations, and that this would all be protected or policed by the U.S. Navy. And that lasted for a very long time, and it kind of involved us in some foreign wars as well. This has begun to break down maybe 10 years ago, because post-Iraq, Americans are extremely wary about foreign intervention and about big military buildups, especially in light of our massive deficits anymore. And of course, we have the resistance to the dollar set up by the BRICS nations, as you mentioned, by gold, as you mentioned, by crypto. I saw that Bitcoin just went up to 50,000 today, and it's expected to go to 60,000. And as you also said, it's not yet known if Bitcoin and crypto is going to be a good thing or another element for control. I know a lot of people are concerned about that. I'm not as much. So Bretton Woods is indeed finally starting to crack up.
And if that's the case, do you have an expectation that could America even return to the gold standard?
It's interesting. Back in the 90s, my background is banking and financial history. That's what my PhD is in. And I went to a number of conferences, really with all libertarian gold bugs and people who were interested in the gold standard. And we were reviewing a book by Leland Yeager called A Fluttering Veil. Anyway, the end of all this conference, they could never agree on a single metal or a single market basket of goods or anything that could really serve as a physical backing in the long term for a gold standard or a platinum standard or anything else. And my experience with American history has been that really gold was good to have in the vaults. The best standard a bank could have was a trust standard. If it back in the day, you know, banks could actually print their own money. I don't think people understand that prior to the Civil War, a bank, First National Bank of California, could print its own notes, but they had to be backed by gold. But of course, banks could never keep enough gold to back all the notes. So really, it was a matter of trust that was backing the money. And the same today, what gold does is it encourages trust. It doesn't back every single dollar. What it does is say, yeah, the dollars are probably pretty good.
Did I hear you correctly that you were at a conference of experts? I question that term, experts. And they couldn't agree whether gold, or they couldn't agree on what metal should be the standard. I mean, Right. It's only been, you know, the standard for several millennia. Is that what you said, Larry?
Yeah. Yeah, they looked at platinum, they looked at gold, they looked at various market baskets of goods, and they ran all the calculations. Again, these are guys who were kind of leaning in that direction in the first place, and they had real trouble coming up with a single standard that could be produced in enough amounts that would really work.
That's too funny. Out today, order it, A Patriot's History of Globalism, Its Rise and Decline, by our special one-on-one guest, Professor Dr. Larry Schweikart. Make sure you check out his website, wildworldofhistory.com, and follow him on social media at Larry Schweikart. That's S-C-H-W-I-E-K-A-R-T. And while you're there, don't forget to give us a follow on social media. We are everywhere that matters. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Twitter, Truth Social, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. Don't forget, you can watch the show as well. We are a televisual treat. Use the Salem News Channel app, or just go through your Roku, your Fire Stick device, or if you've got a Samsung Plus, we're there as well. And for the latest content by me, my latest article yesterday on Tucker, Putin, and President Trump, you go to my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You'll never miss an episode. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. How do you feel? I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month from hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and vegetables over the past 20 years. You should check it all out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them on 800-246-8751 and use discount code GORKA, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off. If you enjoy what we do here on America First, support those who make it possible. Great, great patriots like Mike Lindell. The left wants to cancel him for good. Why? Because he's a friend of the president. Because he's a Christian and he loves this country. Don't buy the Chinese garbage on Amazon. Go to his website. Not only has he got the My Pillow, the pillow that never loses shape, never gets hot through the night. He sold 81 million of them. Correct. They are that good. But he's got more than 200 other items at MyPillow.com. If you use my name, you will get up to 2/3 off and free shipping. Is there a better deal than that? Call right now. Buy American. 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right. So the last word in your headline for your book, A Patriot's History of Globalism, is decline. There seems to be an assertion that the bad guys are losing. Let's talk about who's giving them a run for their money. we look at Nigel Farage with Brexit, we look at President Trump, we look at the likes of Maloney and now Milley, there are clearly these people who are derisively called populists, which I always find amusing, which, you know, you're popular, therefore that's a bad thing, I guess it is if you're a member of the left-wing elite. But there is this pushback, clearly. Americans want President Trump back. Milley is doing amazing things. But I've rattled off maybe half of the number globally. There aren't that many people pushing back. So what gives you that optimism, Professor?
Well, in addition to the ones you named, we have Orban in Hungary. We have a new election in Slovakia. We have Netanyahu in Israel. There were about 3 weeks ago some seven different European elections that all moved in the what you call populist direction. In fact, the only one recently that did not move that way was Finland elected more of a leftist
here. Well, and Poland. And Poland,
yeah. But I think I don't want to just put it on elections because I think that I look at things like when they started the COVID vax, or as I call it, the China virus vax, 81% of Americans took the first vax. But only 50% took the second one. Recently, polls show only 1% are willing to ever take another COVID China virus vax. That's real progress. When you look at court cases, and this is largely to do with President Trump and his staffing of the courts with real patriots, you look at big, big trends in cases such as West Virginia versus the EPA, where the court said that the EPA is not allowed to define its own terms, is not allowed to set its own policies. Likewise, you had a Fifth Circuit case, Jarchese versus the SEC. It's been appealed, but the original Fifth Circuit decision was very much the same thing. No, agencies don't get to set their own powers. And we're coming up on a really big decision. And I think most legal experts expect Chevron doctrine
right
to be overturned, and this will just be huge. So it seems to me that in all these areas we're seeing a groundswell of pushback.
Can you you mentioned the first positive sign after we talked about the politicians is COVID and the propensity or lack thereof to take a new vaccine. How does I know you have a whole chapter on it. Explain how the globalists fit into this question of COVID and healthcare.
Well, this was a real test to see if people of every nation could be controlled through an international organization like the WHO, not the rock band that sat through my set at the Troubadour, not that WHO, the World Health Organization. And they tried lockdowns. They succeeded to some degree. But then there was a massive pushback everywhere so that by the end of the year, people were not wanting to lock down again. And the research that's come out since then has shown that lockdowns were incredibly destructive on a whole bunch of levels. So they tried again here recently with a new kind of China virus, a new kind of COVID. Oh, there's some new disease out there, and nobody bought it. And like I said, people are willing to take another shot or down to like 1%. I think, unfortunately, maybe it's caused a lot of people to lose trust in the whole medical system, including their own family doctors who had pushed this. And I've talked to a number of people who feel this way. So this was a big shot by the globalists, no pun intended. And I think it failed massively.
We're talking to the author of the brand new book, A Patriot's History of Globalism, Its Rise and Decline, Professor Dr. Larry Schweikart. This is America First 101 coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, and ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, it's real. It works. It's liberating over 1 million Americans right now. I just happen to be one of them. But Alicia from California is another. Listen to her story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be your story. That could be your story. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy.
Go right now to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Alicia, and over a million of your fellow Americans. You deserve to find out. Do it today. You know it makes sense. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friend Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just top out the pillow. He also created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton called Giza, these sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now, for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98 in a variety of sizes and colors, and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio square and use promo code GORKA at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and the MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code GORKA. That's 800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA.
Let's talk about the response to all of this. Let's talk about going beyond President Trump, because everybody has a role to play in making sure that the globalists lose. We're talking to the author of A Patriot's History of Globalism, Its Rise and Decline. Professor Schweikart, it's not just about one man. It's not just even about a political party. You wrote... Perhaps, I mean, I hope this book is super successful, but I think your prior work, A Patriot's History of the United States, is perhaps more important. Why? Because it's a direct response to how we got to where we are today, meaning, at least in my eyes, the indoctrination of tens of millions of Americans to hate America, thanks to Howard Zinn and you know, the left's cultural dominance. Can you talk to us about how... This is more than a political fight, and it has to do with what I see as the real dividing line in America, which isn't left or right and Republican versus Democrat. I see the division as being very simply those who love America and those who hate it. Talk to us about the wild world of history and your curriculum to try and fix it.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. We have a full curriculum at Wild World of History for high schoolers in U.S. history and in world history since 1775. And the U.S. goes right along chapter by chapter, lesson by lesson with Patriot's History of the United States. And I teach each lesson in video form as well. Same thing with world history. These both have full support in terms of teacher's guide, student guide, tests, the whole business, and there's no license to expire. So if you're a homeschooling family with several kids coming up, it's yours for life. The battle, Seb, is one that is really spiritual. I mean, this is a spiritual battle against very dark forces who want to control all men. Harari said that 2020 was the year men agreed to be surveyed under the skin. I mean, that's straight out of Revelations and 666. That's very scary stuff.
Meaning, talking about implants, people voluntarily, exactly. You know, having, you know, these implants put under their skin.
Exactly. And they don't, when we say transism, many people think transsexuals. What they are talking is transhuman.
Transhumanism.
They really want to get to the point where they you think of the Borg, right? and not the good-looking one either, not 7 of 9. But you think of the people that are half machine, half humans. And that's exactly where Yuval Harari wants to take everybody, is to where they're part machine, which can be easily controlled by another machine.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
He gave himself away. Larry's a sci-fi geek. He's a Trekkie. He's talking about the Borg and Seven of Nine. Jeri Ryan, of course, wickedly woke left-wing actress, by the way. You've been in the trenches so many decades, fighting the good fight and giving ammunition to patriots to push back. I got to ask you, you know, the impolite question. Why did conservatives just kind of give the battlefield over, whether it's high schools, colleges, the media, the culture, the pop culture? That was all ours. It was, you know, Hollywood was patriotic in the 1930s and 40s. Do you have any theory as to why your fellow conservatives just kind of ignored the most important domains and then woke up one morning and, you know, young girls were being mutilated by doctors in the name of transgenderism? Why did that happen, Larry?
Well, I think education is one track and one explanation. Hollywood is a totally different one. With Hollywood, I think it was that many conservatives basically removed themselves from the battlefield and said, oh, I'm not going to go to movies. I'm not going to watch TV. I'm not going to listen to pop music. Well, the minute you do that, you sentence all of those people in Hollywood who are conservatives, and people like Nick Searcy and others who've worked in Hollywood all their lives say that a good 50% of the people behind the stage are not liberals, that they would go out and hear Rush Limbaugh in the trucks at lunch when they used to go out at lunchtime. The educational change occurred in a much more
let's stay there for a second.
Okay.
It's one thing for the customer to say, okay, I'm out of here. But why did the people with money and influence not fight the fight? Why are we, you know, 40 years later, Sam Sorbo and Nick Searcy are saying, you know, we need to do something about it. Well, what about the last 40 years?
Right. No, that's a good question. And I don't know why the funders all became liberal. They were always probably liberal in their hearts, but understood that for financial reasons, they had to make movies that the majority of Americans would go to see. And sometime, especially in the last about 20 years, where it really took off, they decided that they could push their messages even at a financial loss, that the boards wouldn't care and the investors wouldn't care. This is the big gamble that Disney is taking right now, that they can go totally woke and there won't be enough pushback to hurt them financially. Others, as we've seen with Bud Light, with Target, with many other companies that have said that we're going to back off this ESG stuff, it hasn't worked so well. There have always been independents, and you mentioned some of them. There are independent filmmakers. Most recent has been Angel Studios that financed The Sound of Freedom, which is a phenomenally profitable movie. Last time I looked, the investors in that movie probably were taking home about $66 million. And when you compare that to something like one of the more recent, The Marvels, for example, from Disney, which lost $300 or $400 million, that's got to take root at some point. At some point, people are going to say, no, I'm just not going to pour any more money down a rabbit hole.
We're talking to the author of the brand new book released today, A Patriot's History of Globalism, Its Rise and Fall, Larry Schweikart. Check out his website as well, the Wild World of History.com. If you owe back taxes, dear listener, well, the party may be over. The IRS is mailing out millions of pay-up letters. Millions. Then it's over to their 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why are they not targeting the millionaires and the billionaires? Because they have very expensive tax lawyers and advisors. You need the help instead of the Tax Network USA. They have a brilliant set of war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. For example, their direct line to the IRS and the knowledge of which agents to choose and talk to and deal with and which ones to avoid. It's not all bad news either, because the IRS currently, for the time being, has a program to waive over $1 billion in penalties. Schedule your free confidential consultation now to see if you qualify for that IRS penalty cancellation offer. Call the amazing Tax Network team on 1-800-245-6000 or just go to TNUSA.com/Gawker. That's TN for Tax Network, so TNUSA.com/GORKA, or ring this number. Write it down right now. 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides. So you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. The subtitle of your book on the bad guys, on the globalists, is Their Rise and Then Their Decline. Why their decline? It sounds as if you're an optimist in terms of national sovereignty and your representative government. So explain why the good guys are going to win.
Well, I didn't say fall. I didn't say they are gone yet, but they are on a trajectory in decline. We've seen numerous world leaders, from Xi to Putin to Milei to Maloney to Orban, and we hope to President Trump, push back against this stuff. President Trump isn't going to take any of this garbage. So there's the political aspect. We've talked about the legal aspects with the courts, and the courts are trending our way. I think when you look at kind of a broader political context in America, the fact that Joe Biden is collapsing in virtually every aspect of his political career is revealing. The polls now have President Trump up 30 points on the issue of the border, which, as you will recall, back in 2015 was his number one priority when he came in, was right, to seal the border. And so when you look at that, when you look at how school boards and parent organizations are pushing back against woke. When you look at how investors like Sam Peltz in the Disney organization are pushing back against woke there, when you look at how many of these movies are just losing tons of money, I think you see across the board that populations globally are starting to reject the notion that a few elites in Davos or in Brussels or at the UN or at the WHO can control their lives.
Super exciting. I think you've cheered me up there. I think with that recitation of all the positive signs, I think you might be onto something. Get all the details. It's out today. A Patriot's History of Globalism with our guest one-on-one, Professor Dr. Larry Schweikart. Check out his website, wildworldofhistory.com, for all those free curricula. And follow him on social media, at Larry Schweikart. That's S-C-H-W-E-I-K-A-R-T. And if you want us to be sovereign again, if you want us to be safe, to have a border, and to have that economy we had under Trump, do you remember what that was like? Well, you be part of that. Become a catalyst for taking back America. Show the world who you are. Fly the flag that says, I stand with 45, Trump 2024. Get your FBI t-shirt to tell the world you understand the police state the Bidens have created. This one stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. All that and so much more. America First Gear, including my books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, and The War for America's Soul, and much, much more at SebGorkaStore.com. Everything made in America. That's my name, Seb Gorka, SebGorka, Store.com. Check it out today. And more important than any of that, and anything we've just said for the last hour, support President Trump directly at DonaldJTrump.com. We need him back. Now more than ever, it's up to you. That's DonaldJTrump.com. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You know, a criminal guy looks at this and says, there's 90,000 people that are getting in that are murderers and rapists and dopers. There's 30,000 Chinese nationals that are coming in. You've got a former Customs Border, commissioner that comes up and says, in the last 36 months, there was 8.9 million the people that came in. And then you've got the intel guy that says, hey, look, the demographics of this group has changed. It used to be kids and family members. Now it's adult males. And so 65% of it's adult males. Mm-hmm. And so that caused us, from my perspective, sleepless nights.
Who is that? Just some random person on Fox? No, his name is Tim Healy, and he used to run something called the Terrorist Screening Center. Have a wild, impetuous guess what the TSC does. Yes, you are correct. The Terrorist Screening Center tries to guarantee that the individuals crossing onto U.S. territory are not terrorists. Or if they are terrorists, that they are intercepted as soon as possible, screened out of the general population of illegals crossing the border or crossing actually legally through various checkpoints, and that they are detained, charged, or, if necessary, removed from the United States. That individual who was responsible for monitoring all of the traffic of terrorists coming into America can't sleep at night. We've been telling you here for 3 years now. If you open the borders, if your policy is to have unfettered, it's part of the ideology. You know, what have they been telling us for decades? A human being can't be illegal. If that's your policy, as Hillary Clinton said to that group of bankers as she was running for the presidency, her dream is a borderless hemisphere. What are you going to do if you're a bad guy? Forget the cartels and the drug smugglers and the weapons smugglers and the human traffickers. Forget the people bringing, counterfeit auto parts across the border. What if you're Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda, reports today, is on the rise again in Afghanistan. You remember the last time Al-Qaeda was on the rise in Afghanistan? Yeah, that's when bin Laden used Afghanistan as his base of operations to plan and prepare for the September 11th attacks. So guess what? Biden has surrendered Afghanistan. And Al-Qaeda, which stands for the base... What's the full name of the organization? The Base for the Propagation of Holy War Against the Jews and Christians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the full name of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is on the rise. So whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's the Islamic State, whether it's Hamas, who just 4 months ago slaughtered 1,400 people in a couple of hours, raped women when they were alive, and after they'd killed them. Baked infants in ovens. Decapitated, I watched the video, the unedited video, decapitated fathers in their homes with blunt gardening hose. And because it was blunt, it took them 5 or 6 blows to the man's neck before they achieved what they want to achieve. So whether it's Hamas, whether it's Hezbollah, whether it's any group out there that hates you because you're an American, a Jew, what are you going to be doing for the last 3 years? Is there any Democrat? I'd love to get a call. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The number is 833-33-GORKA. If you're a Democrat, please write this number down. 833-334-6752. And explain to me how, if you're a bad guy who wants to kill Americans, why you wouldn't have sent people across the southern border into America in the last 3 years. Explain to me why. Well, let's make it a little bit more tangible, a little bit more immediate. Explain to me, as a liberal, as a Democrat, as a Biden or Bernie supporter, I don't care, as a former Hillary voter, why you feel safer now under Joe Biden. I'd love to hear from those of you who live in New York. New York, you don't have to love it. Great city, though. At least it was. There's a reason that of the famous cities around the world, New York's up there, right? New York, London, Paris, you know, they're the big ones. If you live in New York and you're a Democrat, please, I would love, I'll be polite if you're polite, but I want you to explain to me why having your city literally invaded by illegals, having wonderful New York hotel landmarks taken over by people who aren't Americans, who aren't paying taxes, won't pay taxes, who are getting money from you and from New York City taxpayers, why that makes you feel safer for you, your family, your children. Please explain. Or whether you agree with the likes of Kevin O'Leary. He's not even American. He's made a lot of money in America. What's he called? Mr. Wonderful, is that right, from Shark Tank?
Mr. Wonderful, indeed, yes.
I think that title is ironic. He is the hardest bitten one on that show. He's not soft and fluffy. Anyway, a couple of videos of him have gone viral in the last few hours, and here's one of them. Well, he just tells it like it is. I'm not sure if he's Mr. Wonderful or Captain Obvious, but God bless him. Kevin O'Leary on the Big Apple, Cut 11.
Let me give you a real-time experience I'm having regarding this, and I'm not the only one. It doesn't matter what the governor says. New York was already a loser state. Like California is a loser state. There are many loser states because of policy, high taxes, uncompetitive regulation. It was already on the top of the list of being a loser state. I would never invest in New York now. And I'm not the only person saying that.
That is a very canny man. I mean, an incredibly successful businessman. And he's just said it. We've got another cut from here. We'll play later. It's even better about the recent New York court decision against President Trump. That man who, I don't know how many millions or billions he brought to New York. What does Kevin O'Leary say? I am never. Never's a big word, right? As this phrase goes, never say never. And Mr. Wonderful says, I am never going to do business in New York. So here's the challenge. If you've got a, you know, pair of testicles between your legs, which means you're a man, by the way, right? Please, if you're a man and you're a Democrat, give me a call. If you have testicular fortitude, and explain to me how you feel safe, how your family feels safe, and why bad guys like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the cartels, Hamas, Hezbollah, no, they wouldn't have exploited the open borders. I can't wait to hear the explanation. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We have a packed show for you today. Don't go anywhere. If for some reason you have to do some brain surgery or fly a rocket to Mars for the third hour, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's the Salem Podcast Network, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends because that's how we win. We get the truth out. And if you want to have a border, if you want to have national sovereignty, if you want to be safe again, tell the world who you are. Fly the I Stand With 45 flag, Trump 2024, get it today. Or the FBI t-shirt, you made it number one, but this one stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. And our latest Biden t-shirt, Dementia Joe Has Got to Go. with the incumbent in his ice cream cone. Get yours and so much more. America First, made in America. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. And support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.